圣经，我哋继续睇出埃及记。Let's turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 2. 出埃及记第二章。出埃及记呢，就是拯救之书。And as we said, Exodus is the book of deliverance. So, 我们今天要介绍这本书呢，就是介绍一个他拯救之书的拯救者。And so today, as we talk from Exodus, we're going to introduce the deliverer from Exodus. 那我可能通常你想到一个拯救者呢，你会想到什么人呢？可能你心里面有一些概念。And maybe when you think of a deliverer in your mind, you have something already, a picture in your mind.我想可能会有啲电影嘅主题曲嗰啲，唔系电影嘅明星嗰啲嘅。Maybe you have a something from a movie like Spider-Man 蜘蛛侠，或者 X-Men， 或者李连杰 Jet Li。我唔知你谂到拯救者，你会谂到边啲嘅 ？And maybe you know when you think about a deliverer, you have this great hero image， 一个大英雄嘅。但是今天我们看到神要预备的拯救者呢，跟这些电影不同。But we're going to look today and see that the deliverer that God has prepared for the children of Israel is different. 那么要制造一个领袖，需要一些的什么的材料。And what does it take to make a leader? 我们看到神呢，就要拣选一个人带领他的国民呢，由离开埃及的，去到他要带领他的地方。这个领袖要很特质的。And we see that the leader that God needs to choose to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land, he must be a very special person. So, 怎样去训练栽培一个这样的人出来? So, what would you do to raise up somebody like that? To train him? 我们看到神呢，就带领这个领导栽培这个领导呢，就是很特别。And the leader that God is raising up is a very special man. 那大家要记得呢，当时的埃及呢，就是世界最强的一个国家。And we need to remember that the Egypt of that time was a very powerful country. 其实是世界当时的世界最强的一个国家。It was the most powerful country in the world at the time. 要带领一班奴隶离开最强的国家呢？不容易的一件事。And so to get a whole group of slaves out of this country, a powerful country, is not going to be an easy job. 所以神要装备栽培他合用的人。So God needs to raise up and train the man that he's going to use. 当我想到这个的时候，我想到另一个领袖。And when I think about this, I think of another leader that is in recent history that we all might know.大家可能听过美国曾经有黑奴 ，and maybe you've heard that in the United States at one time there were black slaves. 神又预备咗一个嘅拯救者，帮佢脱离。And God raised up a leader that could help them be delivered. 嗰个拯救者叫林肯总统 ，and that deliverer's name was Abraham Lincoln. 但系如果你认识林肯总统嘅历史咧，你会发现到佢完全唔似一个领袖。But if you know the history of Abraham Lincoln, you would think, man, this guy is not a leader. 因为他是一个很失败的人。Because he is a guy who's been faced failure time and time again. 他呢就是竞选很多次就失败。无论是立会议员或者州长失败了很多次。And in elections, he was a failure. He in state elections, Senate elections, 他亦都试过呢就冇得读书，因为贫穷。And he faced not being able to study in school because he didn't have any money. 他又试过一个精神崩溃 ，and he had a nervous breakdown. 他又试过无数嘅，即系你可以喺认识佢嘅生平系无数嘅失败。He experienced failure after failure. 但系最后呢，佢又坚持竞选总统。But in the end, he continued on to become the president of the United States. And then God used him to set the black slaves free in the United States. 跟住神咧又用得着佢咧，系释放美国嘅黑奴。咁我哋睇呢个嘅圣经呢个嘅出埃及记呢一位嘅领袖系完全唔同。But as we look at this deliverer here in the book of Exodus, he's very different. 因为呢个就系由头到尾系神栽培、拣选、训练。Because this deliverer was raised up by God, trained by God, and used by God. 其实今日呢，神都系揾紧一啲佢可用嘅人物做佢嘅工作。And even today, God is still looking for some people that he can use to do his work. 所以我哋先睇第二章第一节至到第四节。So let's look at chapter 2, verse 1 to 4 first. 呢度话有一个利未家嘅人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人为人生一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他三个月。后来不能再藏，就娶了一个宝草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子拱在河边的芦笛中。孩子的妹妹远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。我一起低头祈祷。Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你俾我哋今日能够睇到呢个经文，我哋靠你透过呢个经文嘅时候，再一次教导我哋，让我哋可以更加清楚认识你今日要训练我哋嘅，让我哋好似这个嘅小 B B 咁样，你训练佢、栽培佢做你嘅领袖，让我哋同样咧喺你嘅栽培底下可以为你作工嘅。所以我哋将今日嘅时间交托，靠你使用孩子可以好清楚表达你嘅信息。奉耶稣名求。Amen。 我们之前讲过这个历史背景，埃及王是想毁灭所有的希伯来人的男丁。 And we talked about the background of this last week and the week before, how the king of Egypt wanted to destroy all the boy children of the Hebrew slaves. 因为他是怕他，所以我们今天不再重复，如果你没有听，你可以拿回个带来听。 And if you didn't hear, then you can get the tape.Or the CD. 但今天我们继续看这个妈咪呢，她就是要很难做这个动作。But here we're going to see that this mommy had a very hard decision to make. 因为我们刚刚读这个经文，一个利未的家人，神要栽培这个领袖，她的家庭是怎样。 And so as we see that here, this Levite family, and God wants to raise up the leader that he's going to use, and this is the family that he chose. 你睇下呢个家庭系点样？第一，佢系一个平民百姓嘅家庭。First, we'll see that they're a very normal, ordinary family. 冇乜特别嘅，佢系利未人嘅啫嘛。嗰时希伯来人有好多唔同嘅家族，佢系其中一个。It's just a Levi family, and at that time there were many 12 different tribes in Israel, and the Levites were just one of them. So just an ordinary family. 但系呢？他是埃及的奴隶， but they are Hebrew slaves in Egypt. 於是呢，做奴隶当然贫穷。And so being slaves, obviously they were poor, 没有自由， they didn't have freedom. 他是一个没什么特别，不单是这样呢，这个的家庭，因为个男丁出世，埃及王想杀男丁，於是呢，要收藏他。Not only that, but because the king of Egypt wanted to kill all of the Hebrew baby, the men babies, when this baby was born, they had to hide him. 於是呢個家庭要收藏呢個 BB， 驚被人偷，驚被人殺。神要栽培一個領袖，你會唔會揀呢個家庭嚟栽培一個領袖出嚟呢？ And if God wants to raise up a leader, would you choose a leader from this family to become the next leader? I wouldn't.我不会揀这样的家庭来栽培一个领袖。但我们不知道当时有多少个希伯来的家人呢，就需要收藏他的男丁。And we don't know how many Hebrew families had to hide their children at that time. And we don't know how many put their children into the river. 都不知道有多少个妈咪要做这个抉择，将个 BB 放在河里面坐船仔。因为圣经没有告诉我们。 但我哋知道呢个家庭系咁样做。But we know that this family did this. 当我谂到呢个家庭嘅时候咧，个 B B 要逃难，因为皇帝想杀佢。其实我谂到另一个拯救者，唔知你有冇谂过呢个拯救者？ And when I think about this leader, I think of another leader who had the same experience at his birth, who had to escape because the king wanted to kill him.
嗰个领袖咧，就系耶稣。
因为2000年前，当耶稣出世喺伯利恒嘅时候，希律王又想杀佢。Because 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born in Israel, in Bethlehem, Herod the king wanted to kill him. 因为希律王惊一个新皇帝会抢佢嘅皇位。Because Herod was afraid that the new king would take his throne.
所以如果你睇马太福音第二章十四节，你会见到希律王怎样做。
So if you look in Matthew chapter 2 verse 14 to 16, you'll see what Herod was trying to do.
这里说，若失就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主藉先知所说的话，说我从埃及召出我的儿子来。希律见自己被博士舆论，就大大发怒，差人将到伯利恒城里，并四境所有的男孩照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以下的都杀尽了。
所以我们看得到耶稣出世的时候，这个世界的救世主魔鬼想用皇帝来杀他。 And so when Jesus was born, the savior of the world, the deliverer of the world, Satan tried to destroy him.
当这个小摩西出世的时候，是以色列人的拯救者，魔鬼也想杀他，有个相似。
And when little Moses was born, the deliverer of the Hebrew slaves in Egypt, Satan tried to kill him. There is a similarity.
点解有个同相似嘅地方？因为摩西系多唔少咧，就要应用代表将来要嚟到嗰位世界救主。
Because the similarity is because Moses, in a way, is going to signify the future deliverer of the world. And so what happens to Moses, in a way, symbolizes what has happened to Jesus. And Jesus is our deliverer.
耶稣就是我们的救主。摩西带以色列人出埃及，但是耶稣将我们从罪恶捆绑带出来。所以耶稣是我们的救世主。
Now, Moses took the Hebrew slaves out of Egypt, but Jesus takes us out of the bondage of sin.
弟兄姊妹，我想你知道，魔鬼呢冇办法杀摩西，亦都冇办法杀耶稣。
But the devil had no power to kill Moses, and he had no power to kill Jesus.
因为有一个好重要嘅事情，相信神嘅人嘅生命喺神嘅手掌里边。
Because a very important thing is that those who believe in Jesus, our life is in the hand of God.
所以神要保护相信祂的人。
And so God is going to protect those who believe in Him.
如果你今天相信耶稣的，神是保护你。
If you believe in God today, in Jesus today, God will protect you.
因为神是掌管生命的主宰。
Because God is the one who controls life and death.
魔鬼呢就想攻击，魔鬼想杀害，但是你信耶稣，魔鬼没办法杀你。
Satan wants to attack, he wants to try and kill, but if you believe in God, you are protected in God.
于是呢，我们信耶稣，我们可以有这个肯定。
And so for those of us who believe in Jesus, we can have this assurance today.
除非神是说在你时候要回天家，你都不会回天家。
Unless God says it's time for you to go to heaven, you will still be here on this earth. 因为神有个计划俾你，神要带领你保护。
Because God has a plan for your life, and He's going to protect you until that plan is fulfilled.
我想我哋留意下摩西父母嘅信心。
Let's look at the faith of Moses' parents.
嗱，出埃及记呢，佢话我哋听摩西系一个美丽嘅婴孩，所以父母要保护佢。
And in Exodus, it tells us that because his parents saw that Moses was a beautiful child, so they protected him.
我谂咧，所有父母都系咁样谂，系咪
？I think all parents think that of their children, don't you?
我未见过啲丑陋嘅 BB.
I haven't seen an ugly baby.
或者你见过我唔知，但系啲 BB 多数好可爱得意嘅。But most babies are very beautiful and lovely.当我哋喺美国嘅时候咧，都见到好几个人嘅小朋友同埋即系 BB。
While we were in the United States, we saw a lot of lovely babies and little children。
咁啊，我见到好多美国嗰啲家人咧，真系好锡佢嘅小孩子。
And the families we went to in the United States, we saw how they really loved their babies and their children。
有一样嘢我好唔明，早几日我行街，咁啊，可能啱啱美国翻嚟就系更加迟疑。
And there's something I don't really understand. A few days ago, I was walking down the street, and maybe because I've just come back from the United States, it really affected me more.
我前面有个妈咪咧，闹佢两岁、三岁大嘅小朋友，就话：我打死你啊！你唔听话，我打死你啊！
And the mother said, I'm going to beat you to death. You're not listening to me. I'm going to beat you to death.
哇！我听到点可以咁样讲嘅？同个仔，我打死你！我谂个小孩子一路长大，听我妈咪讲，生个叉烧好过生你啊
！And hearing this young kid from his childhood always hearing his mother saying, "Oh, I should have had a roast pork instead of you."
心好伤痛嘅，谂到啲小孩子，小朋友好可爱得意嘅，我哋点可以话佢听啊？打死你啊！生你出嚟嘅衰仔啊！真系好难听。
And children are so beautiful and lovely. And how can we say, oh, I want to beat you to death. You're a terrible kid. I hate you, you know.
你留意下，摩西的父母爱摩西，见到他可爱得意，想做什么？不是因为他喊就打死他，是要保护他。
They didn't want to beat him because he cried. They wanted to protect him.
同我睇希伯来书十一章廿三节。
Look in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 23. Here it says, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and were not afraid of the king's command."
你话摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子。就因着信，把他藏了三个月，并不怕王命。
因着信，摩西的父母因为相信神，就把他藏起来，不是因为他靓的，是因为他相信神。And Moses' parents, they hid him for 3 months because they believed in God, not only because he was a beautiful child.Because all children are beautiful, but they believed in God.
佢相信啲乜嘢咧？佢相信神会保护。
They believed that God would protect him.
佢相信神咧能够看顾呢个小 BB.
They believed that God could watch over this child.
嗱，佢知唔知摩西会长大做领袖？我就唔知。
Did they know that Moses would raise up to be the king, the leader of Egypt?
I don't know that. 圣经冇讲，或者神话佢知，但系我哋唔知。
Maybe God told them, but we don't know.
或者佢净系相信我呢个小孩子神所赐，所以神一定要保护。
Maybe all they knew is that this baby was a gift from God, and so God is going to protect it.
佢有呢个信心，要保护佢。弟兄姊妹，佢嘅信心好好，因为有啲人有信心咧。佢就话：，我相信神保护，由得佢喊咯，唔使有收埋佢。
And their faith was a faith of action. Some people think, you know, well, I had faith, so
So just, you know, let him cry. I don't have to protect him. I don't have to watch over him.
有時呢個信心就係太過可怕嘅，唔係太過單純。
And maybe this type of faith is just a naive faith.
因為我哋相信神會為我哋做啲嘢，但係我哋都要有行動。
Because when we believe that God will do something for us, we still need to have action. We still need to believe that God is working.
所以佢父母相信神會保護，但係佢都係收埋隱藏個 BB。
And so his parents believed that God would protect, but they still hid him because they knew that they had to do it.
那有啲人話我聽，佢話我相信神咧就會幫我戒賭。
And some people say to me, they said, oh, I believe God's going to help me get delivered from gambling.
但係我問佢，咁你仲去賭場？佢話係啊，我一日行兩三次嘅，即係睇啲舊朋友啊點啊，好懷念嗰個地方。
They said, yeah, I go into the casino 2 or 3 times a day to see my old friends. Yeah, I just like that place.
咁你話上神教你脱離呢個捆綁嘅咩？佢話唔怕咧，如果我可以對住人哋賭，跟住唔賭，我就知道神幫我啦。
And they say, oh, it's okay, you know, if I can look at people gamble and then still resist gambling, then I know it's okay.
呃緊自己嘅。如果你真係由呢個信心，神要教你戒賭咧，你就唔好再去賭場，唔好去嗰啲嘅即係賭博嘅地方，因為你係試探緊自己，試探緊神。
If you really believe that God's going to deliver you from gambling, then you have to stop going to the casino, to the places that people gamble. And because when you go those places, you're tempting yourself and you're tempting God.
So Moses' 的父母佢係相信神，隱藏摩西上嚟。
And so Moses' parents, they believed in God and then they hid Moses. They didn't want to tempt God and say, oh, just let him cry.
佢唔係試探神，佢有行動，我哋都要有行動。我哋繼續睇佢呢個行動。三個月之後，佢唔可以再隱藏佢。
And 3 months later, they couldn't hide him anymore. So they took another action. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 3 and 4,
你睇第出埃及記第二章第三節同埋第四節。後來不能再藏，就取了一個蒲草箱，抹上石油、石漆和石油。將孩子放在裏頭，把箱子搞在河邊的蘆滴中，孩子的姐姐遠遠站著，要知道究竟怎麼樣。
做摩西的媽咪做這個動作很難做。
And Moses' mother must have been a great struggle for her at this time.
很複雜的心情。
A very confused heart, I'm sure.
一方面想保護呢個 BB, on the one hand, she wants to protect the baby.
另一方面呢，又知道要放佢走。
And on the other hand, she knows she has to let go.
一個三個月大嘅 BB 放喺個船仔，有咩機會佢自己會生存呢？
And 一個 3-month-old baby, what are you going to do? You know, put him in the boat. How can he survive for himself?
但是他有信心。
But she had faith.
他相信神会照顾，他相信神会有计划。
She knew that God had a purpose, God had a plan.
他其实，如果他不做这样嘢，他的仔一定会死，你知不知道？
If she didn't do this, her child would definitely be killed.
所以这个是唯一的希望。希望神用得着佢嘅仔喺另一方面。
And so this was her only hope, hoping that God would use it in some way.
其实我睇到好多父母咧有同样嘅挣扎。
I see many parents have a similar struggle.
可能唔系 BB 放走，可能系你小朋友咧长大咗之后。
And maybe it's not when your children are babies. Maybe it's when they get a little bit older.
他開始要有自己的生命，有自己的人生方向。
And they start to have their own life, and they start to go their own way.
有時很難放手。他又升學，又搬家了。
And they go to school, and then they move out, and then they get married. 他又要結婚啦，啊，有時我哋唔捨得嘅。And then, oh, it's like, oh, we can't let go. 我哋想永永遠遠做佢嘅媽阿爸嘅，但係始終有一日咧要放手。And we want to be their mom and dad all eternity, but there comes a time we have to let go. 最難放手就係見到我哋仔女咧就學壞，係咪？And the hardest time to let go is when we see our children going the wrong way. 我哋見到佢學壞，做啲唔啱嘅嘢，我哋好想保護，唔好。And when we see them go the wrong way, we want to come and protect them and watch over them. 但係有時咧，佢逃家出走，離開我哋，我哋都冇辦法。叫佢翻嚟，佢都唔翻。But if they run away from home, and they go their own way, and we call them back, and they don't come back. It's like, what choice do you have? 有時要真係放手。Sometimes the only choice is to let go. 放手話神聽，神我睇唔到佢，我冇辦法保護佢，但我求神你保護佢。Sometimes we have to let go, and we say, God, I have no way to watch over them anymore. But I know that you, Lord, will watch over them.我哋要放手喺神嘅手里边。We need to let them go into God's hands. 神真系要保护小摩西。And you think of this little three-month-old baby, he needed God's protection. 点解呢？佢阿妈咧就要相信放落尼罗河里边唔会有鳄鱼食咗佢。His mom had to believe that putting him in this little basket in the Nile River that a crocodile would not eat him. Because there are many crocodiles in the Nile River. And she had to believe that she made this ship, this little boat basket, good enough that it's not going to sink and it's not going to turn over.神要引導呢只小船咧去到應該去嘅地方，安全嘅地方。And she had to believe that God would take this little ship to the right place, because this little ship, you know, going down the river could go anywhere. 哇，呢個信心好大嘅。And this is a great faith that she had. 我哋繼續睇出埃及記第二章第五節至到第六節。Let's look at Exodus 2 verse 5 and 6.法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，他的使女们在河边行走，他看见双子在芦笛中，就打发一个婢女拿来，他打开双子，看见那孩子，孩子哭了，他就可怜他，说这是希伯来人的一个孩子。你说是不是偶然呢？Is this just coincidence? 你想下，咁啱先法老嘅女喺度冲凉。It just happened to be that the king's daughter was taking a bath. 假如咧唔系法老王嘅，你唔好谂澳门嗰个赌场啊。Don't think of the Pharaoh's palace, the casino here. 呢个法老王嘅女。假如唔係佢發現，係第二個人發現，會發生咩事？ And what if it wasn't the Pharaoh's daughter that found this little basket? What if it was somebody else? What would have happened?
我諗第二個人發現就即刻補兵嚟嘅。
Somebody else found it, then they get the army to come. 因為佢知道皇帝命令所有希伯來嘅男丁要殺。Because they all knew that the king ordered all the Hebrew boys have to be killed.
呢個一個想逃走嘅， and this is one that wants to escape. 於是你聽皇帝嘅命令，你要做咩？
And if you want to obey the king's orders, what are you going to do?
浸死佢咯，
drown it.
或者交出嚟嘅， turn it in. 交出嚟嘅，俾人斬頭或者碾死啊，
you turn it in, they're going to strangle it or cut his head off.
如果唔系法老王嘅女揾到呢个 BB， 我谂摩西都冇希望。
And if it wasn't the Pharaoh's king, the Pharaoh's daughter who found this baby, I think Moses would have been finished right then. 神的安排。God prepared. 神在背后又计划紧，好奇妙，系咪咁啱先啊 ？And it's just so coincidental. Was it just by chance？ 我谂冇可能。唔单止系法老王嘅女揾到呢，但系佢有怜悯嘅心。And not only did she find this baby, but she had compassion in her heart. Now, 有个故事我好想知道，但我冇办法知。Now, there's a story that I'd love to know, but there's no way to know. 因为圣经冇话我哋听。Because the Bible doesn't tell us. 但我好想知道点解法老王嘅女会有怜悯收养这个 BB。 I want to know, why did Pharaoh's daughter want to raise his son? 你想一想，如果你是一个皇帝的女，你希望你的下一代都是做皇帝的，纯正的埃及人。 Now if you were the king's daughter, you would hope that your offspring would be the next king of Egypt, and that would be a pure Egyptian.於是皇帝希望他的女兒嫁給埃及人。 And so the king would want his daughter to marry an Egyptian. 他的女兒已經結了婚沒？ Was she married yet? 有沒有結婚？ Was she going to get married? 有沒有生過小孩子？ Did she have children? 是不是不生得？ Was she able to have children?你想一想，圣经没告诉我们， The Bible doesn't tell us. 我们没办法知道，都不应该估。 And there's no way we can know, and there's no way we can guess. 但我觉得有趣，肯定在背后神是做一些的事，在这个女士的生命里面影响到她想收养这个 BB。 But I'm sure that God did something in this lady's life to cause her to want to raise this son as her own son.神好奇妙，神要栽培一个嘅领袖出嚟，神要系用好多奇妙嘅方法。And when God wants to raise up somebody, He will use many interesting ways to do it. 嗱，我哋喺美国嘅时候都有个咁啱善嘅经历。While we were in the United States, we had a very by chance incident happen to us. 我哋咧就一落。腳就去到一個不是自己的教會，是去到我表弟的教會，就是來過澳門兩次的短宣的教會。 And when we first arrived in the United States, I didn't go to my own church, but we went to my cousin's church, and they had been here twice on a mission trip. 那我們去那裡因為他近機場， And we went there first because they're close to the airport. 那因為呢剛剛是那間教會呢是做半年前有一个男士就开始参加他的聚会，但是他以前不是他的教会。 And just by chance happened that this one man had started going to this church about 6 months ago. Now he's from a different church. 那他也对宣教很有热心。 And he's got a heart for missions. 因为他以前是一个的宣教士的仔女， because he was a mission kid.His parents were missionaries in southern Mexico. 他的父母在南墨西哥是做宣教士。But it seems like maybe he's had a lot of struggles in his life. 但他一路呢都好像有一些的人生的挣扎。那么刚才呢他对宣教有热诚，所以我们去那间教会呢他安排了我们有宣教分享会。And so this guy has an interest in missions,And it just happened that they arranged for us to share about missions. 於是呢，喺嗰個分享會呢，佢聽到我哋見證。And so in that meeting, he heard our testimony. 跟住呢，佢做啲好奇妙嘅，咁啱先呢。如果我哋一年前去美國呢，唔會有呢啲事發生。Now, this was just by chance, because if we went to the United States a year ago, we wouldn't have met this guy. And it wouldn't have happened. 佢就第一晚呢就借个手提电话俾我用，用咗7个星期。 And so the first night we met him, he gave me a telephone to use for 7 weeks.
不用錢的, 任我打的,
I didn't have to pay. I could use it as much as I want. Long distance phone calls.
第二呢, 第二他送一個錄音筆給我, 說要錄下我們的一些聚會, 給他聽。
And then he gave me a very expensive voice recorder. He said he wanted us to record wherever we went.
跟住呢, 我們隔一個月後呢, 去墨西哥, 他又送這個攝影機給我們。
And then a month later, he gave us this video camera.
又送一個電腦給我們。 跟住請我們去周圍去玩。
我覺得, 是不是這麼適合呢? 是不是這麼偶然呢? 是不是神想我們配合認識這個人呢? 這麼適合才發生。
Was this all coincidental? Was it just by chance? Or did God want us to connect? Did God want us to get to know each other?
我相信神是想配合我們的。神有原因,想我們一起去彼此認識。很多時候我們人生裡面神做一些這麼適合的事情,但你是不覺得是神的。
And many times God does these just by chance things in your life, and you don't even think it's God.
可能如果不是神在這裡,這麼適合發生那件事,會很厲害的。 And maybe if it wasn't God there, just by chance what happened, it would really be a major incident.
我記得Cheung叔的媽媽說一個見證,說來說去的。
And I know that Cheung's mother always tells the same testimony over and over.
她說到她初信主的時候,在新馬路就大頭蝦的,就要走出街,幾乎是走出馬路的時候,好像有個人拔她出來的。
And she tells a story about on Sun Malo how she was walking and she was just, you know, not paying attention and taking a step into the street and then she feels a hand just pulling her back.
跟住一掹佢後面呢,有巴士boom,幾乎1cm就撞到佢,但冇撞。
And this is she's pulled back, then a bus goes flying by, you know, and it just missed her by 1cm.
但佢周圍向後面望,冇人喺度。
When she turned around and looked, there's nobody there.
誰拔她回頭啊?
神的天使, who pulled her back? It was God's angel.
這麼巧! 可能你有試過,這麼巧, 如果不是這樣,就可能,
我記得在神灣的神, 有一次追打他弟弟的賊, 跟著那個賊就插他一刀,插了,
I remember a few years ago that a son from our fellowship in China, you know, he was chasing the guy that attacked his brother.
And as he chased him, then the guy got him with a knife and hit him in the back.
但是那把刀呢,这么巧,差一cm,戒大动脉,戒大动脉即死。
Just 1 centimeter off, 1 more centimeter over, he would have died. Because it would have hit his major artery.
這麼巧!
我甚至到今天都會講神的恩典, 雖然你要在醫院住, 雖然還有少少後遺症, 但是他知道這麼巧, 1cm, 神的保護。
And even though he still has a little bit of hindrance from that, even though he had to spend time in the hospital, he still knows that it was God's hand of protection on him.
弟兄姊妹,我們看到法老王的女兒在沖涼,接著小寶寶,是這麼巧,是神的安排。在你的人生裡面,你有沒有經歷過神的安排?
And we see that as the Pharaoh's daughter was taking a bath in the river just at the right time, having compassion on little Moses, it was God's hand.
And have you experienced God's hand of protection in your life?
我要很快講到摩西的訓練。 我們繼續看第二章第七節至到第九節。
So let's keep looking at the training that God put Moses in from verse 7 to verse 9.
孩子的子子對法老的女兒說,我去在希伯來婦人中叫一個奶媽來,為你奶這孩子,可以不可以? 法老的女兒說,可以。
童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来，法老的女儿对她说：你把这孩子抱去，我为我奶他，我必给你公价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他。留意神的安排，他就要一个希伯来的妇人帮他做奶妈。 Look at God's provision. She wanted a Hebrew to become the midwife. 于是摩西自己的妈就可以照顾他，养大他，甚至法老的女给钱他养自己的小孩子。 And so Moses' mother could take care of her own baby and even be paid by the Pharaoh's daughter for doing it. 真的很奇妙。你说有什么可能摩西的妈妈有没有想过会发生这些事？ Think of it. Did Moses' mother think that this would happen? 肯定没想过啦。他怕 BB 死被人杀，于是喊着流着眼泪放他落河里面。 She thought that he was going to get killed, so she was in tears putting her baby off into a little boat and hoping that something good would happen. 但结果呢，神为他安排最好，他可以养育自己的 BB， 甚至是有钱收。But God arranged it that she could take care of her, raise her own child, and even get paid for doing it. 神好奇妙，可能我哋谂到好复杂嘅问题，我哋觉得冇可能解决。And maybe you've got some real difficult situations in your life, and you say, "There's no way this can be solved." 但系神话，我有办法解决，你信我啦。But God says, "I have a way to solve it. You trust in me."因为神的安排是最奇妙。摩西的妈咪呢养大摩西，我肯定呢他用神的话语教导摩西。 And as Moses' mother was able to raise up Moses, she used the teaching of God to raise him up. 肯定摩西的妈咪呢说摩西听他是希伯来人。 And she would tell Moses that he's a Hebrew.他会说他听神怎样创造世界， and she would tell him how God created the universe and the world. 他会说他听亚当夏娃怎样犯罪， and she would tell him how Adam and Eve committed sin. 他会说他听神怎样用洪水毁灭世界， and she told him how God had the flood to destroy the world. 他会说他听亚伯拉罕的事， and she would tell him about Abraham, 以撒、Isaac、雅各、Jacob.他亦都会话佢听，我哋点样嚟埃及系因为约瑟。And then she would tell him, "Why are we here in Egypt? Because of Joseph." 肯定佢会将呢啲嘅信息话俾摩西听。所以摩西一路长大，一路知道佢有受希伯来人嘅历史教育。And so Moses, as he grew up, he would know that he had the Hebrew instruction because he was a Hebrew. 但你睇埋第十节。Look in verse 10. 孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就作了他的孩子儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说因我把他从水里拉出来。So as Moses got a little bit older, then he's taken to Pharaoh's daughter.当他长大呢就去到法老的女儿那里。那法老的女儿呢当然呢有 BB, 有小孩子就要给他翻学咯。And so Pharaoh's daughter is going to take him and instruct him in the ways of the Egyptians. 所以我们看到他要受埃及人的教育。And so now Moses is going to be trained in the Egyptian education system.神要训练一个领袖，记得啊。Remember, God's raising up a leader. 他要训练一个领袖呢，可以在埃及里面是大人出来的。And he's going to raise up a leader who can bring people out of Egypt. 如果你不识埃及人的文化，你不识埃及人的皇室的嘢呢，你可能做不到。And if you don't know about Egyptian ways, if you don't know about the Egyptian rulers, then you're not going to work very well.所以神俾摩西受埃及人嘅训练， And so God arranged for Moses to be trained as an Egyptian.
其他希伯来人没有这个训练，没有这个机会。
Other Hebrews didn't have this training and they didn't have the opportunity.
但摩西是很特别，神给他一个特别的训练，他两边的训练都受到。
But God gave Moses a special training. He had the Hebrew training and the Egyptian training.
神不会做错事的。And
God does not make mistakes. 神要我们接受一些特别的训练是有原因。 And God allows us to receive special training for a reason.
很多人问我,为什么你会来澳门?
And a lot of people ask me, why do I come to Macau?
我觉得我来澳门有一个原因,就是我年轻的时候,神给我特别的训练,就跟澳门是很适合澳门。
And I think one reason why God called me to come to Macau, because when I was young, I had special training that helped me in Macau.
我的训练就是吸毒。
My training was being on drugs.
因为我来澳门的时候,专门服侍吸毒者和监狱人士。
Because when I first came to Macau, I was serving people in prison and people on drugs.
所以神是让我认识如何去服侍吸毒者和坐监人士。
And so God gave me training in how to minister to drug addicts and prisoners.
我85年那时候想过去香港侍奉。
And in 1985, I was thinking of moving to Hong Kong and being a missionary in Hong Kong.
经过一年的时间的挣扎, 和尝试我发现到我的性格、我的训练、我所认识的东西在香港不适合。
And after 1 year of struggle and trying, I discovered and I realized that my background, my upbringing, the things that I knew, the training that I had, I was not suited for serving in Hong Kong, but I was suited for serving in Macau.
但是觉得在澳门是适合的。是不是神的计划啊? 现在澳门变紧,可能我现在不适合,不过已经在这里二十几年。
Now Macau has changed a lot. Maybe I'm no longer suited, but I've already been here 27 years.
我相信神有个原因。当我想到自己生命的时候,我想到你们的。
And when I think about my own life and what God did for me, I think of you.
神给你什么特别的训练?
And what kind of training is God giving to you? 神想你什么方法?
用什么训练是训练你呢?
And what does God, how does God want to raise you up? And what kind of training is He giving to you?
神为你的生命有计划啊,
and Son has a purpose and a meaning and a plan for your life.
神想用得着你做一些特别的工作,你知不知?
And God wants to use you in His ministry to do a special work for Him.
神要一步一步训练你。
God's going to train you one step at a time.
摩西他接受皇室的训练，因为他不单止是埃及人的训练，他是法老王的女的儿子。
And Moses not only received training from Egypt, but he received royal training from the king's court because he's the son of the king of the daughter. That means he's the king's grandson.
即是法老的孙。 所以他特别的要受皇族的训练。
And so he had to receive kingly, royal training.
这个训练将来神要使用的。
In this training, God was going to use him as the leader of Egypt, as the leader of the Hebrews.
神要使用他做希伯来人这个新的国家的领导，他需要这个训练。
And he needed this training. Because how can you lead a country, a new country of a couple million people if you don't know what you're doing?
你怎么可以带领一个几百万人口的一个国家，如果你没有训练，你不知道你做什么，你带不到的。看神的训练很奇妙。And
so we see that God's training is amazing. 同我看《使徒行传》第七章第22节。 Look at Acts chapter 7, verse 22.
使徒行传第七章22节。
And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds.
这个说, 摩西学了埃及人一切的学问,
说话能行事，说话行事都有才能。
所以摩西不是简单人，原本是奴隶、贫穷、被人追杀的 BB。
Originally, he's a poor slave being chased down to be murdered.
但神训练他做未来的埃及王子。
But God raised him up to become the future king of Egypt.
那他这个训练有40年那么长。
And his training was 40 years.
因为下一节呢，在11节告诉我们听他长大之后做了什么。
And in the next verse, it tells us that what Moses did when he was older.
但我想你留意一下，在那40年时间呢，以色列人在埃及一路受着苦害。
But during that 40 years of training of Moses, the Hebrews in Egypt were still being put under bondage.
神等候40年栽培这个领袖，觉得是值得。
And God thought that 40 years of training for Moses was worth it because it needed to be the right time to deliver the people out of Egypt.
因为神要在他适合的时间表是释放以色列人。我们继续看第二章十一节。
And let's continue looking at Exodus chapter 2, verse 11.
出埃及记第二章十一节。因为摩西虽然受训练，但摩西是一个冲动的人。他要用自己的方法想帮人。
所以十一节， so Moses was a, although he's trained in Egypt, he was a very uncontrollable person. And he wanted to use his own method to help the Egyptians.
后来摩西长大，他出去到他弟兄那里，看他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来人的一个弟兄。他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。
Here we see Moses in his own power, in his own strength, trying to deliver the Hebrews out of Egypt.
呢度见到摩西用自己嘅方法，用自己嘅力量，想解放犹太人、希伯来人脱离埃及。
40 years in training, and what does he do? He becomes a murderer.
40年的训练，他做什么？成为一个杀人犯。用自己的方法，往往都会失败。
Using our own method will be wrong.
他想做蜘蛛侠。He wants to be Spider-Man. 但是神要兴起那个领袖不是蜘蛛侠那种。
But the kind of hero that God wants to raise up is not Spider-Man.
在《使徒行传》第七章告诉我们，摩西40岁才做这件事。
And in Acts chapter 7 verse 23, it tells us that Moses was 40 years old when he committed this act.
摩西很冲动。
So Moses was a man of uncontrolled power.
所以神呢就要令到他磨练他多40年。
And so God had to use him and control him for another 40 years.
看出埃及记第二章的十三节和十五节。
And look at verse 13 to 15.
第二天他出去见有两个希伯来人争斗，就对那希妇人的说，你为什么打你同族的人呢？那人说，谁立你作我们首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像杀那埃及人吗？摩西便惧怕说，这事必被人知道了。法老听见这事，就想杀摩西，但摩西躲避法老，逃往米甸地居住。
所以摩西呢冲动，就要因为他的冲动离开埃及，
怎去拯救以色列人？
And so in his rashness, he committed a crime and he had to leave Egypt. Now how can he become the leader?
我哋下半章我哋睇到呢，摩西就去到一个地方40年喺旷野里边。
And so we see that Moses spent the next 40 years in the wilderness.
喺米甸人嗰度嘅。
And he was there in the land of Midian. 40年。
经过40年在埃及，40年在旷野。
And so after 40 years in Egypt and 40 years in the wilderness, now he's ready to be the leader of Egypt.
经过40年，加40年，即80年。 他现在可以做拯救者。 下个星期我们看到摩西怎样被呼召回去埃及，拯救以色列人脱离埃及。
And next week we will look at how Moses, after 80 years of training, how God used him to send him back to Egypt, call him to go back to Egypt.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看这个摩西的40年的训练期间，想想自己受不受得起3年的训练，1年的训练。
Moses was trained for 80 years before he was able to become the leader. How about us? We don't like 3 years of training or 2 years of training.
我们有时很心急又是。可能有很多学问，可能有很多知识,
and maybe we've got lots of knowledge and understanding.
但是摩西要经过40年，是磨练他的灵魂。
But he needed that 40 years to break him in his spirit.
神可能都是用很多时间来磨练你，让你懂得怎样去依靠神，不是依靠自己。
And maybe God is using things in your life to break you, so that you don't trust in yourself, but that you trust in God.
因为摩西可能觉得，我是希伯来人，埃及未来的王子，我可以拯救以色列人。Because
maybe Moses thought, I'm a Hebrew. I'm trained as a king in Pharaoh's court. I can be used to set the Hebrews free.
但神说不行，你这样我用不着你。But
God said, no. If that's the way you are, I can't use you.
我们同样呢，我们要经过磨练的时间，屈断的时间。神不是要用我们的才干，神是要用我们的谦卑的心。
And as Moses, we need to be broken. God needs to break us so that he doesn't want to use our abilities. He wants to use our humble, submitted hearts.
神会给你训练，神会给你才干，但你的对神是没什么。
God will train you and he will give you ability, but that is nothing to God. What he wants is your willingness.
神要你愿意的心，依靠他的心。
God wants you to trust and rely on him.
我们看到摩西经过40年在旷野之后，他终于学习怎样依靠神。
And we see Moses, after 40 years in the wilderness, he was able to trust God, but it took 40 years.
他要等40年。希望我们没那么久的，希望我们不需要等80年的训练去被神使用。可能我们谦卑，说神，我知道我是没什么用。
Maybe we can say to God, Lord, I know that I don't have much, but what I have I want to give to you. And I pray that you would use it, that all the glory goes to you.
So, 就算我们面对很多的挑战，我们信靠你，我们都可以得到你的同在，得到你的安排，看到你美好的计划。主，我为弟兄姊妹祈祷，求你祝福每一位，让他们可以依靠你，相信你，跟随你。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父的慈爱、圣灵的感动与你们同在，直到永远。 Amen. 将时间交回。